Thursday night, Orla Tezval Simon, Dvar Halacha. So we learned about Kriyas HaTorah this week, and if the Balkari makes different types of mistakes, and we talked about what we'll call major mistakes, and we talked about what we'll call minor mistakes, but there's something tuck in the middle, and that is a significant mistake in pronunciation, but there's no basic change, there's no change in the basic meaning. And that could be even leaving off a syllable. In the Mishnah Berurah, the example of leaving off a syllable, swallowing a syllable. I mean, he doesn't say the syllable. Aharon, sometimes if a name or word starts with a aleph, so that'll be swallowed, so he'll say Aharon, right? And he's not really saying the aleph. Or mitzriyim. Like a major, or even adding a vav in a word, v'im kesef talveas ami. So he added a letter, it's a major mispronunciation. It didn't pass the line where you'd say it's a different word, I guess, because if it's a different word, that means you skip the word. And if you skip a word, it doesn't help you that you didn't change the meaning. It's within the gevulim that you said the word, but there's no change in meaning. Mishnah Berurah even brings down keves and kesev and keves, which both means a lamb. And your mamish switched around the order of the letters. Kitzah, so it's a machlekes. Some say Mishnah Berurah actually paskins, leave it, don't correct him, let it be. And guarded or chashulchan, the chayodom, a machmir, and say this is an unacceptable mistake, and he has to read over. And that's it. So each shul really would be deciding, not that anybody knows, but each shul would be deciding what they're going to do. I vote for shaming the guy in public.